Topic 10. The Astral Emotional Body. 1. The Refining of the Emotional Body. The emotional body is simply a great reflector. It takes color and movement from its surroundings. It receives the impress of every passing desire. It contacts every whim and fancy in its environment. Every current sets it in motion. Every sound causes it vibration, unless the aspirant inhibits such a state of affairs and trains it to receive and register only those impressions which come from the intuitional level via the higher self and therefore via the atomic subplane. The aim of the aspirant should be to so train the emotional body that it will become still and clear as a mirror so that it may reflect perfectly. What words should describe the emotional body? The words still, serene, unruffled, quiet, at rest, limpid, and clear. How should this be accomplished? In several ways, some at the direction of the aspirant, and some at the direction of the master. A. By the constant watching of all desires, motives, and wishes that cross the horizon daily, and by the subsequent emphasizing of all those that are of a higher order, and by inhibition of the lower. B. By a constant daily attempt to contact the higher self and to reflect his wishes in the life. C. By definite periods daily directed to the stilling of the emotional body. Each aspirant must discover for himself wherein he yields most easily to violent vibrations such as fear, worry, personality desire of any kind, personality love of anything or anyone, discouragement, oversensitiveness to public opinion. Then he must overcome that vibration by imposing on it a new rhythm, definitely eliminating and constructing. D. By work done on the emotional body at night, under the direction of more advanced egos, working under the guidance of a master. From Letters on Occult Meditation, pages 337 to 339. 2. When illusion and glamour have both been overcome, the astral body fades out in the human consciousness. There is no desire left for the separated self. Kama Manas disappears, and man is then regarded as consisting essentially of soul, mind, brain, within the body nature. This is a great mystery, and its significance can only be understood when a man has controlled his personality and eliminated all aspects of glamour and of illusion. This is accomplished by accomplishing. This mastery is achieved by mastering. This elimination of desire is brought about by conscious eliminating. Get therefore to work, my brothers, and clarification of the problem must inevitably ensue. From Glamour, A World Problem, page 66. See also Astral Plane.